you didn't know much about him except that you'd visit with him sometimes, did you?
Yeah, when we was coming up, we used to spend weekends with him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did they live in Sumter County?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You think they probably lived, were born here too?
Well, I believe my father's people most of all was born around Terrell County.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I think my mother's mother was born in Sumter County.
Mm-hmm.
I think. But I think most of my father's people was born around Terrell County.
Mm-hmm. What would you call your grandfather?
Grandma or grandpa.
Yeah.
That's all I can call him.
Some younger people might have different names for their grandparents.
Yeah, because my children call their grandmother Big Mama.
Does she like that?
Yeah, well, my mother-in-law, she always did, she never did seem to want them to call her grandmama or grandmother. She always wanted them to say Big Mama. She preferred them to say Big Mama then. But my grands call me Grandmama. And it's okay with me, and I'm much younger than she are, but it never bothered me for them to say Grandmama.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Your sons and daughters are called your
children.
Okay. So, you would say is there any other names that you might use for children?
Well. A lot of us say chillins.
Yeah, you've mentioned that. Have you ever had any other funny names?
Well, I haven't. I've heard some refer to them as crumb crushers or something like that, you know, but I've always called mine my children. That's all. If I didn't say my children, I would maybe sometimes just say my chillins or something like that. That's the only thing I ever call mine.
Okay. Now, some people will push their kid along or something. For a walk, and they'll have a
stroller.
Mm-hmm. Now, if it's got wheels and the child can lie down in it, and it's got maybe a hood over it,
that would be a carriage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. Sometimes you might be talking about your children, and not talking about how old they are in years, but you know how they are up here,
mm-hmm.
as far as being able to handle things,
mm-hmm.
and. I can't say the word because
mm-hmm.
it's what I'm looking for,
mm-hmm.
but you would say, like, my child is really
smart.
Well, not smart, but just able to handle things in the sense that he's big now. He's
mm-hmm.
not childish like a baby anymore. He's
growing up. Well, he's growing up or he's maturing or something like that.
Now,
I mostly say growing up. That's mostly what I say.
Yeah. If you had one that was really more than any of all the others, you might say he or she is the...
It wouldn't be wisest or wise. Or
but you're using the same word that you just did. He or she is the...
Grownest. It wouldn't be that, would it?
Well, do anything you want with it, because this is, you know, kind of
mm-hmm.
like a familiar expression, and there's no really right way to say it.
Well, I would say, if I was going to say it, I would say maybe Linda is the smartest child I have, or she is the brightest child I have, or something like
that.
Yeah,
but you're talking about brains.
Oh.
Okay. But if they're, like you talked about, they're grown up.
Mm-hmm.
How would you say he's the most? It doesn't have to sound right, just the way you say it.